this evening. We're happy to have with us the Reverend David McElveen, minister from the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. And he's in town with Dr. and Mrs. Jones for a tour of Australia, of the Free Presbyterian Churches and some of their friends in town. And I say town, of course, it's from coast to coast. And we are a large country, but only how many million people? 26 million people. We're thankful still that the gospel light shines bright in certain quarters, and we pray that through mutual fellowship such as this, through the encouragement of ministry, that it will shine even brighter. So without much further ado, I'd like to ask the Reverend David McElveen to address us. Just a short word.
I'd like to thank Reverend Mark for his very gracious and very kind words of welcome. It is a joy to be here and just to meet with you in the Covenant Bible Presbyterian Church. It is an evening, of course, for Dr. and Mrs. Jones to minister to you, and I'm very thankful that I'm able to join with them on this occasion. It has been my very special privilege to minister in one congregation for just over 42 years. And in 2011, I felt it was the Lord's will that I should step down from that ministry. And I have been very honoured to continue in the preaching of God's precious word. But just for a few moments, I'd like to pose one question that I believe is one of the most important questions in the entire Bible. And I know there are many, many important questions. But in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, the question is asked to the bride, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? And in this generation in which we are living, that question could be asked to any one of us who profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? What is our faith more than the faith of a Muslim, or the faith of a Roman Catholic, or the faith of a Hindu? What do we have more than they have? So the question is very, very important. And when the answer is given, we have one of the most beautiful descriptions of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. You may know that there are two word descriptions of the Savior in the Bible. There's one here in Song of Solomon 5, and the other one is in Revelation chapter 1. The only two times in the Bible that we have a word description of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the bride in Song of Solomon, she describes who her beloved is. And at the end of that chapter 5, she makes this wonderful declaration. This is my beloved. This is my friend. But she prefaces it with this thought. Yea, he is altogether lovely. And if you take time to read what the bride says of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll see how it relates to his suffering and to his death and to his resurrection. But there's just one little thought that I'd like to leave with you, and I find it very, very precious to my own soul, and that is, it says in verse 12, as she describes why her beloved is more than another beloved, she says, his eyes are as the eyes of doves, by the rivers of waters, moist with milk, and fitly set. Some of you perhaps have been to the land of Israel. One of the favourite places, might seem strange when I make this comment, is in the location known as the palace of Caiaphas, the high priest. I go there, and it's always a very sobering, a very solemn moment in my life as I think about it. You know how the Lord Jesus Christ was being tried by the ecclesiastical court. He was out of sight from Peter. Peter was at the fire. He was denying his Lord on a few occasions. And during that time of denial, the Lord Jesus Christ was being mocked and scorned in a most brutal way. They had blindfolded him, and then some had stepped forward to him and smote him in the face and said mockingly, prophesy who smote thee. It was like a game. And then after a while, the Lord Jesus Christ emerged from that trial. He came to the courtyard where Peter was standing after having denied him. The Bible says something very, very precious. It says, and he looked upon Peter. Through those eyes that no doubt were swollen with the brutality of the men that had acted against him, the Savior didn't speak to Peter. If he had to have spoken to Peter, it meant that he would have identified himself with Peter, and that would have caused untold harm to Peter. But he just looked at him. Through those eyes, like the eyes of the dove. And what do we read? Peter went out, and he wept bitterly. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? My beloved is eyes of compassion, eyes of tenderness, eyes that draw his people into fellowship and union with himself. Someone has so beautifully said that whenever God the Father looks down upon us who are saved, he sees the reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ in our eyes. He doesn't see us as we are in ourselves, but he sees us as we are in Christ. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend.